Good morning. I know concept analysis is going to be your most thrilling presentation of the day. Yes, you are. Thank you for coming. As Rita stated, I'm the quality program manager for the Ryan White Part A Services Program, and we do receive funding from emergency relief grant money through HIV/AIDS Bureau and HRSA, and I'm also a T32 grant recipient, and I'm a pre-doctoral fellow at Indiana University School of Nursing. My objectives today are to describe the roles and responsibilities of case management and to explain the differences between medical and non-medical case management in our system of care, and to discuss how we use concept analysis to help us refine the roles and to establish scopes of practice. In our present system of care, we have three types of care coordination. We have care coordination that's funded by the Indiana State Department of Health, and we also have medical case management and non-medical case management that's funded by the county health department. Because of the differences in funding streams, there's a disparity in qualifications that are required for the job. And as a result, it caused quite a bit of confusion among the case managers in our system, as well as our clients that we were serving in terms of who they could get what services from. Unfortunately, some of our agencies were funded by both the county and the state, so that made the situation even more difficult for them because they had different set of criteria for reporting and job responsibilities for the county and then for the state. So back in November of last year, the state and the county met and we decided that it was time for us to really start to refine the roles of medical and non-medical case management and to discuss whether or not we even wanted to continue using the term non-medical case management. So the significance of the problem, the lack of the conceptual definition and standardized roles and responsibilities, it resulted in duplication of services, uncoordinated patient care, and a perception among our clients that there was a difference in the quality of services that they were receiving. So the design that we used was concept analysis, and we also used a qualitative review of medical and non-medical case management activities. We also interviewed case managers about their perceptions of the differences in their roles and responsibilities. We use Walker and Avant's concept analysis framework, and this is used to clarify concepts when there's ambiguity surrounding a particular concept of interest. We outline attributes, antecedents, outcomes, and related concepts in this process. The cumulative index to Nursing and Allied Health was used to identify relevant articles from 1990 to 2010. And we looked at social work journals, nursing journals, policy briefs. So we looked at a wide variety of literature to see how these terms were being used. And then our search terms were case management, non-medical case management, case manager, care coordinator, et cetera. They're all used interchangeably, so it was still quite confusing. HRSA has provided the following key attributes that we use as a starting point to differentiate medical case management from non-medical case management. But even with this, we found that there was overlap between medical case management activities that were funded by the county as well as care coordination activities that were funded by the state. So this gave us a starting point, but we knew that we needed to do some more work even after getting through this list here. So one of the things that Walker and Avant state is that when you're looking at a concept of interest that you have to identify antecedents or what are the causes or the things that would require the concept of interest. So we decided that unmet need for supportive and medical services would definitely be an antecedent for case management, having a behavioral or psychosocial limitation that was related to HIV or associated illnesses, diminished or inability to advocate for self and navigate the system of care, and being at risk for inappropriate institutionalization, and definitely for our situation being eligible for Ryan White services. Outcomes then are the consequences that are associated with having received the concept of interest or the concept being studied. And what we found is that clients living with HIV/AIDS who receive case management tend to have treatment adherent, they tend to adhere to their medical treatment, have improved quality of life, have greater access and utilization of services, coordination and retention in care, and then we have, from a systems level, we have more appropriate service delivery and utilization and a reduction in unmet need. Walker and Avant also state that when performing a concept analysis, you have to look at the related concepts as they help you to further delineate the concept that you are studying. And these are the ones that we found in the literature: care coordinator, care manager, care patient navigator. So a care coordinator was defined as a broker of services that ensures timely access to services, ensures the patient's needs are met, the services are not duplicated, and refers to specialists and monitors follow-up with medical appointments. Care manager then was defined as a professional case manager, usually a licensed social worker, that conducts client needs assessments and develops and monitors plans of care. A patient navigator then was someone who was within the community that could assist with designing an individualized treatment plan and assist in problem solving and accessing resources in the community. This depicts our current system of care in Indianapolis. Again, we have medical case management that's funded by the county, non-medical case management that's funded by the county, and care coordination. So clients initially were entering the system of care through either non-medical case management or care coordination. It really would just depend on where the client landed in terms of where they were sent to after they received their initial HIV positive test. So within the Part A system, referrals were made back and forth between non-medical case management and case management, and then referrals were also made from care coordination to medical case management. So you can see it was just really confusing, you know. So you can understand if it was confusing to us, for our clients who had to try to navigate such a convoluted system. Many of them were lost to care and just didn't follow through because they were confused about who to go to for what service. So when looking at a complex or compound term such as medical and case management, Walker and Avant state that you have to define both words. So medical, anything that's pertaining to the practice or science of medicine, requiring medical treatment, a curative or medicinal therapeutic response, or pertaining to giving evidence of the state of one's health, requiring treatment by means other than a surgical intervention, or anything that's concerned with physicians or the practice of medicine. So with this, looking at medical and thinking about medical case management, it helped us to state that anything, any type of service that was provided by a medical case manager really needed to be directly aligned with a medical home or a medical provider. And therefore, that would help us to decide what type of services and what types of roles and responsibilities were going to be provided by medical case managers. And, you know, we looked at case management, a course of action for a situation involving an individual and the implementation of such a program, the process by which all health-related matters of a case are managed by a health professional. And then again, in looking at health professional, we have people in our system that are providing case management that aren't necessarily health professionals. So because this term health professional was used in this term, it made us think, do we really need to reconsider qualifications of our case managers in our system? Do they really need to be a health professional? Or can it be somebody who has had specialized training or because of other related work can qualify for case management? So again, in thinking back to our meetings with the state, we ended up consulting with a consultant from HRSA that had experience in systems redesign. One of the things that was proposed was that the county just give all of the money for non-medical case management to the state and let the state handle all of the care coordination. Well, for a lot of reasons, that wasn't going to be possible. Because of our grant requirements, we are obligated to provide non-medical case management services. And if we had given all of our money to the State Department of Health, then they really would not have had a lot of money to stretch out across the entire state. And it would have resulted in some of our smaller agencies that have access to harder to reach populations, it would have meant that they got cut out of the funding stream because they didn't have the qualifications or the experience to meet the state's requirements to be a care coordination site. So while this would have been an ideal system in that it would have been a lot easier for us to take this route, we couldn't do it because we didn't want to lose those you know, vulnerable populations. So after looking at all the literature and doing a qualitative review of the activities and case management charts and talking with case managers, we landed on these activities. So now with our new model going forward, we're going to be looking at medical case management as a specialty service that requires a referral. Right now, everybody receives medical case management whether they need it or not. And we don't really have the money to sustain anything like that. So we have to somehow differentiate which clients need medical case management and what are those like key you know, antecedents that would require medical case management. So we decided now that this is going to be a targeted disease management service. It's going to be located in a medical home, and it's enhanced care for high need medical case management clients, which in our interviews with case managers, we decided were clients who were newly diagnosed, those who had been out of care for a certain period of time, maybe those who had been recently released from prisons or jails, and clients who had comorbidities and substance abuse, hepatitis. So those were the clients that we feel right now would land into this medical case management need. And then again, it would be on a referral basis only. So a client would go to a care coordinator, receive a screening, and then the determination would be made to send them to medical case management. And then requirements in terms of criteria for the case manager, we would need them to be a medical social worker. And of course, they would handle the psychosocial and behavioral issues related to the disease. Non-medical case management in our new model, we're just gonna call everything care coordination because it's just easier. And really, when we looked at non-medical case management in comparison to care coordination, the only differences was who was funding the service in the physical location. All of the services were the same. So here we've outlined the activities that are gonna be associated with care coordination. And then we added a new service or a new level of what we call linkage to care. And these were those agencies that in that ideal model would have been cut out because they would not have met the criteria to provide care coordination according to the state standards and according to the new standards that we've developed. And these are going to be located in community-based organizations, and their key focus will be to identify those clients who are HIV positive and not aware, or those clients who are HIV positive but not in care, and then they will serve as the point of entry to the system of care. So this is what our refined model looks like right now. Again, the client will enter the system through psychosocial support or those community-based agencies. They will then provide a screening and eligibility determination. And then depending on where that individual client wants to go, they will make a referral on to care coordination, either county-funded or state-funded. So this was our way of trying to streamline it. And one of the things that we learned as a result of starting this whole concept analysis is that when we started to really look at the differences in the roles, it led to a whole systems change. It's like once we started to identify differences between these roles, we needed to change our system to reflect that. So, you know, just to summarize, concept analysis for us was useful in helping us to clarify some of the differences between medical and non-medical case management. It was a starting point for restructuring our system of care. And while it cannot always result in a clear and distinct differentiation between roles, it can help in establishing variations of expectations within a specified role. Thank you. Oh, we have about 2,400 clients that are in our system, and any of them access care coordination at any point. And we have about 15 service providers total, but we have approximately two medical case management agencies and about 5 care coordination agencies that are funded by the county health department.
It's really exciting that nursing to have such a strong lead in this changing the
whole. Absolutely. Yes. Thank you.